10-7 QMD, good morning. KI7 QMD listening on 2416 link system.
KBYF.
Hey, how's it going, Bentley? I need you, H.
Drake, how are you today? ENF, Drake, do you read? KFA ENF, Drake, you still out there?
I'm here. I was trying to transmit, but there was something making noise, and when you're using the digital patch, you can't just key up on top of somebody, unfortunately.
Got it. I thought it might have been me. I'm playing around with my new HT and trying to get it all set with everything, and made a couple of mistakes along the way already, but I'm going to fire it back up here and see if I can get on my crossband repeat and if that works.
Oh, well, good deal. I currently have a cat trying to battle the antenna on my portable right now. He likes to do that. I'm over at my parents' right now. I'm dog-sitting for them, so it's been interesting having the cat adapt with the dogs.
A couple types of animals that were never meant to live together.
Okay. I'm here again. My portable died. Wonderful time.
Yeah, I just realized I had my squelch turned off on my crossband repeater, so I was wondering why I had nothing but static. How do you read me now?
Yeah, you're fine now.
Man, this new ICOM HT has been giving me fits, dude.
Yeah, you'll have that on those big jobs.
So I had downloaded the programming software and pretty much copied everything over from my 5100 and then tried to load the new settings into the HT and kept getting an error. There was something in there that I did that the new radio didn't like. So I basically had to start all over again and copy over one thing at a time, try to upload it to see if it would work, and I still haven't figured out what was causing the problem, but I finally got it fixed, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Specifically for that reason is why I'm not partial to a radio brand. And I don't even use the software that that brand makes, because usually it's awful. Most of the time I'll go out and get the RT system software, because I can export all of my memories into a CSV file and then just drop them into whatever radio I want. And then if it's a digital radio, I have to specify, you know, after the fact, after I dumped all my memories in there, whether or not they need to be digital or not, and stuff like that. Mostly for, like, ASUS or my ICOM 7100. I have that. But everything else, I also, like, any other radio that I can program in Chirp, I'll just use Chirp instead. And Chirp lets you import memories the same way with a CSV file. And usually, oh my gosh, hold on. Okay, I learned that if you leave cat food out with dogs, the dogs will try to eat the cat food.
Yeah, and let me tell you what cat food does to a dog, my friend. You better watch that dog for a while and follow him around, otherwise he's going to leave you a real nice surprise that his little dog tummy doesn't like very much. But anyway, yeah, back to the programming software. Yeah, I am using the RT systems on both my 5100 and my 50, so yeah, for whatever that's worth. Still managed to screw it up.
Man, your luck is just not it today.
Oh, I chalked it up to having that second whiskey last night.
No, that's what that greatens your odds. That makes it better.
Telling myself that, but actual results say differently.
Understood. But, yeah, that's usually what I do, is either Chirp or RT systems. Most of the time I'll use RT systems for Yaesu radios, because if you've ever used the Yaesu software, it is absolutely god-awful.
Well, I've like I said, I've never tried using the ICOM software. I've always used the RT system stuff, and... let me just say I'm not super impressed with that either, but I'm figuring it out.
Yeah, when if you compare that to the ICOM software, RT Systems is going to win. I don't really like the ICOM software. Not to mention they make you pay for it at like an ungodly premium.
Seriously? It's not free?
Yeah, software for the 7100 is not free.
I mean, good grief, what you pay for these damn things on the hardware side ought to get it for free, but I guess they're using the Mercedes model where they charge you a subscription now to use your heated seats and your auto start.
Yeah, you're finding exactly why I don't buy modern vehicles now. I don't know, modern software is just getting worse, and which is kind of hilarious because it's like everything revolves around technology, and the software is just awful.
Yeah, I've done a lot of... hiking, backpacking, sea kayaking, mountain climbing, and have been using GPS units since they first came out many, many years ago. And, boy, the trying to think of the name of the brand that I've used for so many years. They make just wonderful, amazing hardware, but their software, including, you know, what runs on the unit, is just god-awful, and it's never gotten any better.
That reminds me of either Magellan or Magellan. I don't even know how you pronounce that. Or Garmin. Garmin makes pretty bad software, too.
Yeah, that came to me just after I unkeyed the PTT. Garmin, yeah. Again, they make great, great equipment, bulletproof, but, man, their user interface just blows, and it's never gotten any better than in the 30 years I've been trying to use it.
KCZSU.
Go ahead.
That's why I didn't get software for my GPS that I keep in the truck. I just go up to Best Buy, go to the Geek Squad, say, update this, please. I just take it there. I'll pay the $40-$50 just to get it updated. Next time I'm in town, I have to get it updated. It hasn't been updated in like 3 years, so... Yeah, no, I don't want to get into that. I would probably throw the poor Garmin right into orbit.
And most of the time anymore, I just punch the address that I want to go to into Waze or Google Maps. And then I just, whenever I need to use maps offline, I just download the offline maps. And it works okay. I'd rather just have I'll use my phone instead of using an actual GPS now. I could see it being useful, you know, back when offline maps weren't really a thing on cellular devices, and like that was, 10 years ago. I can see it being useful then, but it's got so much storage on our little pocket squares now that it just kind of does the whole thing. I don't really see a point in having a GPS now, especially since they've got those other apps now, that those other waypoint apps or whatever. There's even that app that'll even tell you hunting property. I think it's Onyx Hunt or something like that. It's just right there. Go ahead, Bentley.
I know, but one time I was down Grand Rapids and I got so lost. Trying to get out of, I took a friend to the airport, my boss's friend, and I forgot where to turn. And I stopped at this one place, they couldn't tell me. I went to a gas station, the gal goes, oh, I just used my phone. And I mean, it's like, oh, okay. So another guy heard where I was going, he told me where to go, and it's like, oh, finally. I back northbound. After that, I bought a GPS just to, you know, bury myself a little better. But no, I still have mine in the truck. I usually don't turn it on. Sometimes I'll turn it on when I'm coming to town or something just to run it and stuff. I still like it.
Go ahead, Bentley. All right, he must have left. All right, Toby, I'm going to get moving here and head back across town. And 8DMH.
Okay, be careful. It's a little slicky out there with the fresh snow. Talk to you later. CCODSU.
KFADNS, have a great morning, gentlemen.
KDIS for standing by. There's been a lot of squelch burst out here this morning.
KI7 QMD mobile listening on the link system.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Rex, WDADX.
Good morning. I'm on digital, so it's hard to understand who I'm talking to.
Oh, gotta love it. Gotta love the digital modes. This is Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-Ray Jeff over here. Just doing some playing and setting up some things on the radio and figured I'd have this one on.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'm going to switch over to a real radio and see how it sounds. Give me a sec.
This is KI7 QMG Mobile.
Hey, and good morning once again. You got a little bit of static in there, so I can tell you're out of ways, wherever you're trying to get into, but I got you.
Oh, nice. For some reason, I can't hear you, though.
You can hear me. Maybe if I put the microphone a little closer to my mouth, it might make a difference.
I think it might be my squelch.
Okay. Well, if you're out there, let me know. WDADX.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. KCAVSU, you're good. Rick's a little staticky.
Hey, give me a break. I'm in a hole.
I know.
Oh, we don't want to give you that much slack there, Mr. Rick. good morning. Good morning, man. Good morning, Toby. How's old Toadstool doing?
It's Saturday. Just waiting to see what this weather's going to do. I was supposed to go somewhere today, but the way it snowed last night, the roads are going to be a little dicey, so I'm going to stay home. I'm going to stay home. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, this is interesting. I used to be able to pick it up really good, and I couldn't hit the repeater. Now I can hit the repeater, and I can't pick it up very good on my antenna. I don't get it.
Yeah, you got to have fun with all this stuff. You know, there's always some challenge to work on. Right now, I'm working on some new software. I got my new sound card interface for the my mobile setup. So I am almost POTA ready. I got to really hook everything up and put it on the battery and see how long it lasts. If I can go 2-3 hours on my setup, I should be all set.
Hey, there you go, there you go. Well, Rick, there might be some snow on the antenna causing signal loss. I know the trees here are very covered, so that could be part of it too, you know. I've had that before. I've had a couple of 440s that I could get real good, but sometimes they come in good, sometimes they come in bad. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I'm back over to digital. Yeah, for some reason, when I first tried 6, I could hear it really well, but I wasn't hitting it. And now that I'm changed over on the PL code, I can hit the thing. I guess you guys are hearing me okay, but my reception is ultra scratchy, so I don't know. Maybe something's running upstairs that's causing some interference. I don't think anything's running, though. So I'm confused. Well, I always have digital mode. I can get on that way. Either that or I can talk on the 86, I guess.
Hey, it's all good. You know, there's always a solution, no matter which way you look at it. And I'm surprised I'm playing with some software and it doesn't have FT8 in it. That's something I'll have to check into, but everything else looks like it's working all right, so we're one step at a time here. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot. Like I say, we're just sitting here monitoring the 1-4 here in Lake Leelanau, so If you decide you want to hop over onto the 86, give me a shout and let me know. I'll meet you over there. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. And you, if you're on Wall 72, Drake's house is way over by Elmwood, over in Elmore, Braylesville area, and it's not a very high antenna. I think it's on the top of his house. So you may have a hard time hearing it. I know for me to get into it, it's much better than the other one. So, you know, it's going to be what it is. I mean, at least they were able to get into it, you and I. I mean, just kind of the way it's going to be, it's not on a tall tower at all. I don't even think Drake's got on a tower. I think he's got hung up a tree.
Yeah, I hear you. It's transmitting from the antenna down at the, what do you call it, down at the hospital, though, right? So, anyway. Yeah, I got work to do. I got to clean up all my tools that I was using to do the floor now that I'm done. So I'm gonna get back to work. I'll listen, and I guess I'm destined to use digital to get on the 2.6. I'll be monitoring the 8.6 today. So you guys have fun. I got to get to work and clean all this stuff up. KI7 QMD, back to listening.
Hey, Mr. Rick, you have yourself a good day, and we'll hop over on the 86 for a little while. And you know what? I've got a portable here. I'll put the portable on this one and let it run and use the battery a bit. So we can do both. There you go. Oh, what's a ham radio operator without about 13 portables floating around? Toby understands that. WV8DX.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 portables here? Yeah, I got 5 portables. So, I understand it. Wow. Okay, guys, I'm going to go to a more watch documentary on time. So, we'll talk to you guys later. Keep me in the SU.
WDAPX.
Alpha Control Vehicle to go. We're sitting on the link system. Well, via Petoskey right now.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. WVABS.
Alright, good morning. Just got back in from shoveling the driveway. Hit about 3 inches of, it was effort to cut through the snow. So, hey, I'm done shoveling for the day.
Hey, there you go. There you go. I actually switched over to affordable monitoring the 86 and this at the same time. So you'll have to let me know how well I'm getting into the repeater on the portable.
Sounds just fine. Kind of a strange click at the end. I'm not too sure if that's at your end or... Well, I'm listening on 1.9, so I don't know. But anyhow. Hey, if you want to waste about a half an hour, I found an interesting article on Wikipedia.
Yeah, we're going to be sitting here playing radios. I've got some software I'm playing with and some setup I'm doing, so we're going to be here a bit and see what happens. So we'll be around. We're also running batteries low on a computer and got a movie in the background. So. We're all kinds of radioactive here this morning. WDAPX.
Hey, well, there's lots of different ways to be radioactive, so I think I'm all of the above. So anyhow, listen for you later today, maybe, as I figure out my plan. DC8DG, 73s. Have fun today.
KF8 ENF.
KV7OLD, test. Radio's working, WDATS. Thank you very much, I appreciate that. KV7OLD. And no problem, WDATS.
KFAENF, KE8ZAT, Chris, you out there this morning?
WN8Q testing DMR.
That sounds good here, WBAPI portable.
All righty, thanks for the turn. I reprogrammed the radio. I was having some issues. I think I had the wrong desktop software, but that sounds like it's working. Appreciate the comeback, WN8Q.
No problem. My pleasure, WDAPS.
KFAENF.
Anybody out there listening, we're KDYS out in the portable.
This is KC9GJB. You're coming full quieting.
All good. Top of the morning. We're almost to afternoon here. I'm out scoping a couple trees out to maybe cut today. What I'm doing right now. So looks like a couple fell down. There's a couple ash trees and some bark with oak. Lots of deer tracks out here. So all right, yeah, we're just making sure it's working. We're on the UHF repeater down here.
You're doing fine. KC9DJB to San 73.
Alright, KC9BJB, I believe you said. K8DYS, you got Ryan here. We're in Harrison. I'll be standing by.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been trying to find a fix for it, but I haven't come up with any ideas.
Now, what's the problem with fixing it on MI6 LAN? It's not going to play ball outside of that?
Correct. It's a firewall issue. But it's not my firewall.
So what you're telling me is, like, if I powered up my hotspot, it would take it just fine. I guess that's probably the best way to have it, because both MMDVM repeater sites already have analog machines at them, so that would be redundant anyway.
That's kind of what my thought process was. Like, if you can't access the reflector from the repeaters that are at the same sites that have VHS co-located at them, it didn't really make a whole lot of sense to make sure it worked. I mean, as long as the DMR works, that's cool. But as far as the YSS and the P25 reflectors for this network working on the same towers that the VHS are at, it didn't really make a whole lot of sense to put a whole lot of energy in it, because it's not like the end of the world kind of an issue.
Yep. Okay. That makes sense. I'm good with that. We won't beat our heads against the wall with it then. There's already enough issues elsewhere.
I would agree. But when you connect to the reflector on Fusion, do not be surprised if the audio gets really distorted easily. That is just because the nature of Fusion doesn't like loud things. And but the best part is, I think it's just the vocoder in the radios. They don't like loud things. Because the way that the patch works is it goes analog DMR, DMR YSF, which then the YSF converts it to P25 and NXDN. And the audio isn't distorted on any of those modes unless you listen to it on a YSF radio. So that distortion is coming from the YSF radio.
Gee, why am I not surprised?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's also more issues with the MMDVMs. Both of them, the DMR net is yellow, so I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm going to have to do some looking around.
It's probably Brandmeister causing problems.
Oh, I can pretty near guarantee that. I think I've seen something, I think it was on the Petoskey machine. What was it saying? It was yelling at me saying that our Brandmeister API keys are V1, and it's getting angry.
Yeah, I would like to transition to Brandmeister. At least they have a part or like our patch come out on a talker there, even if it's like a repeater ID.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. It's been ages since I tried to build Brandmeister talk group. I don't even know if I'd remember how to do it.
That's not a thing anymore.
No. What's the process nowadays?
Hacker, do you use your radio ID or a repeater ID?
Oh, perfect. 312-066.
Yep. But I gotta find a way to make a software bridge. I don't really want to do that in hardware.
No, that doesn't sound fun. I wish there was a way to just click it and have it be done.
Yeah, that's way too easy. You know how much time I spent on that, on this whole reflector? I tried to have it tie straight in through the reflector to DMR, and that was a nightmare. It wouldn't work. There's no documentation. So it was me and AI and a lot of prayers.
Oh, don't even get me started. I wasted like 4 hours last night arguing with AI about stuff, and it was leading me down the worst rabbit holes. I was working on trying to get that image put into my G5, because we're going to go through and update all of our pagers at the fire department to under the actual paging channel knob, have it just set up to pass 16 page 62 and 16 fireground 62. That way you can have it be silent and only hear the page and responding units. So I want to go through and redo the imaging and the labels on them, and Gemini wanted me to literally resize my computer display to get it to take. I'm like, I'm not doing that. That is dumb.
What?
Because the G-Series PPS is very, very stringent about the pixel size of the image that you send it. So I resized my image in MS Paint down to exactly what it wanted, and Gemini was like, well, there's an issue where you actually need to resize your entire computer's display. Then it will take it. And I'm like, I literally sent it back. I'm like, listen to yourself. Does that make sense?
Oh. That's great. And just think about it. Our RAM prices are through the freaking roof to produce results like that.
Right. We may be seeing the old dot-com bubble with AI. I think it might have already hit its peak. Because the stuff it was telling me yesterday, I'm like, no. I'm pretty sure if I were to just Google some forum stuff, I'd get better answers. And it used to not be like that. So I don't know why we're going backwards.
Yeah, usually I'll go between ChatGPT and Claude. And it works. Most of the time. As long as there's, like, solid documentation somewhere and I'm just too lazy to find the website, usually you can figure it out. But if there's no documentation, oh, buddy, you're screwed.
I've never used Quad. I guess I should try that. I just don't want to pay for it. I'm already paying for Gemini, but Gemini's starting to really get under my skin.
That's really cool. I keyed up right as my hotspot dropped, making the radio think it got a channel grant. But I unkeyed and it wasn't there. That's fun. But I don't pay for any of them. I just have the free model do whatever. Well, ChatGPT will give you the full model. until a certain point. So as long as you get your answer within, like, a certain amount of prompts or a time frame, usually you're good.
Yeah, I may revisit that here in a minute. What was I doing? I was doing that, and what else was I working on? Shoot, I don't remember now, but I was doing something before I switched to the pager, and I don't know. It was just, it was not working out.
Yeah, you'll have that. All right. I'm going to get back to my video game. Anyway.
Hey, can you send me that software real quick? Just because I've got a couple minutes and want to get that done.
Yep, working on it.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful afternoon. NADMH and NADX.
TB7 OLD monitoring. TB7 OLD monitoring.
Good afternoon, Bentley. How are we doing today?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Not bad, not bad. Got done unslushing the driveway.
Yeah, I had my slush blower fired up a little bit earlier today, too.
One of the days where I almost kind of wished I had a plow for the old tractor. It would have made things a little easier, I think.
Yeah, I think so, especially when you start getting into some of those wider spots that you have on your driveway. You almost can't throw it far enough, and you end up doing it two or three times.
Yep, just back and forth, back and forth. We got ourselves. It's all good.
Hey, so I got myself a new HT. How am I sounding on it?
Wouldn't have guessed you were on an HT. Would have thought you were on your base station. So I'm going to say sounds pretty good.
Well, I am connected up through my crossband repeater, so technically I am on my base station.
Still sounding good. Sounds like you got a working system there for sure.
Yeah, it took a little doing. It was a little more difficult than I expected it to be programming this thing. I got myself a little ICOM HT, and I was expecting it to just go very, very smoothly. Essentially copying over all the settings and repeater lists and all that stuff from my 5100, but it was not quite that easy.
Yeah, it seems whatever seems to go as smooth as they make it sound in the brochure.
Yeah, those frickin' brochure guys.
So I've been doing some deep diving into the EMR, the digital radio stuff, and watching quite a few of the links, or the links you sent me, and a bunch of other ones. And I don't know if I'm going to get into it right away. It just doesn't seem like it's the fit I'm looking for.
Yeah, I get that. It's just one extra capability. I think there could be more capability if more of us were using it, but yeah, to each their own.
Oh, I'm definitely not discounting it for down the road, for sure, but I think right now I will just kind of stick with what I'm doing and kind of work more towards the simplex side of things. I'd really like to get some of that ironed out, you know, like between you and I and whatnot. I'm still doing some research trying to figure out what the answer is there other than, you know, massive antenna.
Or HF.
Yeah, that's the other route, and I will. You know, while I'm thinking of it, if you could send me a link to the program you used to study, because you used it, Josh used it, and we're both really happy with it, I think I will look into getting that when I think I want to start studying for my general.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it's called, ham radio course online, maybe?
That sounds familiar from what you were talking about. I'll look it up and see. But, yeah, I think I want to get going on that. I'd like to maybe see about getting it done before spring gets here.
Yeah, I was thinking of going down that rabbit hole myself. I think it's good to get your general anyway, but I was thinking about, you know, getting the shack in a box radio, and you know, kind of the same thing with BMR. You know, I've kind of gone down that rabbit hole a little bit, and it doesn't seem to be super duper useful. And didn't necessarily want to do the same thing with HF and not have anybody else that would be exploiting the capability. So I decided, kind of like what you're doing with BMR, to kind of put the brakes on that for now and just keep playing around with the analog stuff for now, and maybe dabble a little bit more in the digital since I've got the gear for it.
Yep, makes perfect sense. I know I would like. I've been reading a lot and trying to educate myself on different types of propagation and that sort of thing, and it is kind of a confusing endeavor, but I think I'm starting to get a grasp of it here, and I'm really interested to play with some of that.
Yeah, the one thing that I really like about it is, like, you know, what you said earlier about the simplex capability and not having to rely on repeaters. That is something I'd really like to exploit some more. I think HF is the way to go on that. But I got to be honest with you, man. The more I started looking into it and watching videos on it, I was really turned off by, I don't know, it seems like most of the people that are into it are like these big contest whores, and all they want to do is log the number of QSOs they can get, and I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be talking around the world to anonymous strange men and, you know, logging how many times I can bounce off the International Space Station and crap like that. It just doesn't appeal to me.
Oh yeah, I am right there with you on that. I don't care to do any of that stuff. As I get older and retired, even, you know, I think going out and practicing like the POTA stuff, I think, has some value in just the fact of you get the repetition of going out and setting your stuff up and, you know, working the radio and getting used to your setup and whatnot. But yeah, I don't care for all. Wouldn't care to get into all the contesting stuff. That doesn't appeal to me either.
pretty aligned on that, because what really intrigues me is, you know, kind of the man pack radio, or having your gear in a box that you can just grab and set up anywhere and, you know, make reasonable contact with somebody that you may want to be in touch with from just about anywhere. That's what really sounds cool to me.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and kind of touching back on the digital modes, the thing that where I think I will probably go down that rabbit hole at some point is if you end up moving out of state, you know, that would be that and the HF route is a good way to stay in touch with you. That's what I'm looking at. Because if that doesn't happen, there's nobody out of state that I want to keep in contact with. So that would almost be a moot point.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the digital doesn't replace the analog stuff, but it does extend its capability for things like that. And that was one of the reasons that I, you know, built a hotspot and started playing around with DMR. I'm playing around with D-Star now on my base station and my new HT, and just trying to figure all of that out and what the use case is for it. And it's, again, it's just another branch on the decision tree.
Yep, for sure. I need to get, and here again, I'm shying away from it, which isn't helping the situation. I fully understand that. But I need to get more comfortable with the tech side of it. You know, because that's what is really intimidating to me is, you know, when, you know, people, you and people that are into it start talking about, you know, the hotspots and doing this and that and the other thing. You know, my brain almost checks out on that because I don't understand it, you know, at all. And I need to get more serious, I guess, about getting in and understanding that.
Well, I would not be discouraged because of that. I mean, having figured it out on my own, I can tell you that it's definitely something within your grasp. All it is a different way of thinking that, you know, we all have these paradigms where we have a certain way of understanding and doing things, like picking up this little box and speaking into it, right? All it takes is a little bit different thought process, and then you have an aha moment and it clicks. Yeah, there's some, you know, stuff involved, like, you know, writing code plugs and building hotspots and things like that that can be quite technical, but, you know, again, if you got somebody that can show you, it's so much easier, and that's why I mentioned it to you. I'd be happy to help you with that and get up that steep learning curve, and once you're over the hump, it's quite enjoyable and quite easy, actually.
Yeah, like I say, I'm not discounting it totally. It's just I'm going to shelve it for a little bit and concentrate on getting my general, and then I'll delve into more, broaden my horizons, if you will.
Well, good. Then you can figure out all the HF stuff, and then you can train me.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
I actually did some investigating on, you know, getting into the 10-meter stuff, which is what we can do on our amateur technician license, and I actually found a very effective antenna design that you can build by yourself, and it would incorporate itself nicely on my house and my yard and all of that stuff. So I was ready to go there, and like I said, I was going to look at buying that Icon 7100 for the, but I thought, yeah, you know, it's a lot of money to spend, and just don't see me exploiting its capabilities now, so maybe I'll just hold off until later.
Yeah, that's where I was when, you know, I bought this PyCon radio. I have a good, if you remember, you know, I was talking about, I was thinking about doing the Shack in the Box thing, and it just seemed like spending a whole lot of money for a whole lot of stuff that, you know, I wasn't able to even, you know, start playing with. So, yeah, I can feel you on that one.
How's Josh doing with his new setup?
Getting there. He's I talked to him last night a little bit. And he's figuring things out and working his way around things. And his setup seems to be working pretty good. I know there's the there's a gentleman that has a repeater over in Rogers City. Into that UP net quite a bit. I kind of talked with him a few times, and, you know, Josh and I tried to hit that. I can hit it just fine from where I am. And he was getting into it, but he wasn't getting any, he wasn't hearing anything come back. But he was getting into it, so he just got to, when the weather breaks, he can get up and do a little bit more with his antenna. I think that will help him far in that respect.
Yeah, that's cool. I've actually gotten into that Roger City repeater, not from home. My location isn't good enough for that. I think you're up quite a bit higher than me, which is your advantage. And then you've got ground falling away from you pretty much on all sides, which is nice. But I took a trip over to Alpena a few months back, and I programmed that Roger City repeater in. And I called out on it when I was around the Roger City area, but never got any answer. I don't think there was any traffic on it at the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a club-owned repeater or if that fella, you know, he just owns it himself. But it seems to do pretty good, and the guy's name is Mike, and he's a wealth of knowledge. He, real knowledgeable on stuff and a pretty nice fellow to talk to.
Yeah, cool. So my next move is going to be to upgrade my mobile rig. That's going to be, I just decided, because again, what I was thinking of with the HF was getting the Shack in the Box 7100 and then moving the 5100 into my truck, but I think I'm just going to just hold off on that for now and just buy another 5100 for the truck and call it good.
Yeah, I am. I'm kind of going along those same lines, only with this radio I have, getting another one of these and putting it in the truck, just because, you know, I'm sure like you're thinking, you know, just commonality. You don't have to bounce between two different radio systems and everything else. That's a pretty intriguing way to go.
To do is pony up the other extra $30 and get the one with the dark face on it. That was sweet in a vehicle.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that because I've read a lot of reviews on that, and people say that is really the nice ticket for in a vehicle. It just doesn't catch the glare and everything else. So I think when I get ready to do that, that's going to be the way I'm going to go.
Yeah, awesome, man. Sounds like a great plan. Although my plan might change again. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I do tend to have crow syndrome. You know, I see a shiny thing and I run after it. So there's a lot of things that could change between now and then.
Which is the buy once, cry once mantra, right? You know, it's like, well, am I going to do this eventually? I might as well just pony up now. We'll see.
So I did find something, or Josh found out something interesting the other day that I thought was I don't know if a fault or just a quirk with his radio. He was using his crossband repeat, and then he went back out into his shack, and his radio was super hot, he said. But he didn't seem to have that issue when he wasn't using his crossband repeat. So that's, I don't know why that would be.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He probably should check on his fan settings and all of that good stuff. I can't remember what kind of radio he's got, but it wasn't one I was familiar with. And if it's something that persists and if he's going to use that function a lot, he ought to maybe invest in a you know, supplemental fan rack or something like that to keep it cool.
Yeah, for sure, because even if you don't buy a high-dollar radio, you don't want to throw that money away burning something off, for sure.
All right, man. Well, hey, I'm going to ease on into some other things around here, so it's great catching up with you, and look forward to the next time we get to chat. So have a great afternoon. I might be on the air tomorrow as well, so if you're out and about or if you're hanging out in the talk, give a listen for me. KF8ENF.
All right, Bentley, you have a great afternoon, and like always, it's great chatting with you. And, yeah, I will probably be out and about here tomorrow at some point, so I'll give you a shout-out. K8EAP, clear and monitoring.
KF8ENF from N8APX. KF8ENF. KF8ENF, this is N8APX.
KF8ENF.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Was that you I was hearing talking a few minutes ago about you guys are doing some DMR stuff?
Yes, I was talking to my buddy Chris about potentially getting into DMR. I dipped my toe in it a few months ago, and I've been trying to encourage him, but it doesn't sound like it's up the alley yet.
Okay, well, I was kind of just reading the mail on you guys, and I was just getting ready to jump in, and then I had a fire call, and I had to run to town, but I'm back now. If you guys need any help at all getting things set up or getting radios programmed or anything, I can be of some help. I think you guys are on the Petoskey machine. I'm over that way every day, so if you guys need any help with anything, I'd be more than happy to.
Oh, wow, that's much appreciated. That's great. I've got a little hot spot that I have set up, and I've got a BTEC 6X2 that I've been experimenting with, and Drake was kind enough to help me out with some of my settings on my hot spot to get in, and that kind of blew things open for me a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, if I run into something else, yeah, I would sure appreciate a fast track if I get stuck.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I texted Drake earlier. I'm like, who was that talking? He's like, oh, that was, and he gave me your call sign. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, Drake and I work on this stuff all the time. So, all right, well, yeah, if you guys need anything, or if I got radios and stuff, too, laying around, so if you want something to borrow to play around with, I'm more than happy to help out, because I'd like to see our activity pick up in the area for that stuff.
Yeah, right on. Very kind of you. Run your call sign past me again. I know we've talked before.
Yeah, I think it's been a while. I've been kind of off the air. I'm going through Fire Academy right now, so it's like when I'm not in class, I'm probably sleeping or working. It just so happened that class got canceled today due to the weather. Call here is November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray, N8APX, name's Adam.
I've actually got you, I'm just looking at my log right now, and I've got you listed there, talked before. Fire Academy, you training to be a fireman in some jurisdiction around here?
Yep, that's what I'm working towards. I'm on Sheboygan City Fire Department and going through the academy to get Firefighter 1 and 2.
Very good. Thanks for your service to your community there. A buddy of mine is on the Sheboygan Sheriff's Department. He's one of the deputies there. He's their training instructor.
Oh, okay. Trying to think of who that would be. I do a bunch of work with the Sheriff's Department up there under emergency management, so I know all those guys real well.
But his name is John Supernault. I'm sure you guys have run across each other.
Oh, yeah. Call him Soup. Yep. He ran over my mailbox one time.
You know, everybody I talk to when I mention John's name, they've always got some colorful story like that. That's awesome. I haven't seen John in a while, but I will definitely have to bring that up the next time I do.
Yeah, it's a good laugh. He was chasing after somebody, and I think the weather was bad, and he slipped. He was nice. He came up, knocked on the door. He's like, "Hey, hit your mailbox." I'm like, "No worries, it's all good. It's still standing. That's all we care about." But yeah, we get a laugh out of it.
Yeah, that sounds like him. Big friendly giant. He's a super good guy.
Yep, he's a good dude. So, yeah, I deal with them quite a lot. And all the other guys up there, that's actually, I was talking to Drake, too. I got to, if you guys are interested, you and your buddy there, I didn't catch his call sign, but we're always looking for more help in the Oxcom realm, too. And you'll be in and out of that place left and right if that's the case. We're always doing something with the Sheriff's Department for emergency management and disaster recovery and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, that's awesome. My buddy Chris, who you overheard me talking to, KE8ZAT, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Alpha Tango. He's a really good guy, and he and I did a lot of GMRS work together until I got my ham ticket last year, and we've got another buddy of ours, Josh, who just got his license, and he's on the air now. He's down in Boyne Falls. So, yeah, we're always willing to step in and help out to keep this stuff running and working. I told Drake, man, if you ever need some help pulling some wire or, you know, just being out of sight and, you know, doing some coordination and stuff, we are definitely willing to pitch in. So don't hesitate to ask.
Cool. Very good. Well, I'll tell you what. Shoot me an email, and I'll send you my phone number, and then shoot me a text or something so I've got your contact info, and then maybe I'll try and get you guys in at the next meeting so you can come in and kind of see what our group's all about, see if we can maybe get you guys aboard, and then yeah, we can start using extra hands on all the projects. Because as soon as the snow starts melting, we gotta go full steam ahead on a lot of things. The Hackleberg site in Sheboygan needs a new antenna, and we're gonna have to do some work at the Krause Road site where the 19's at, and lots of other stuff.
We'd be happy to provide a little sweat equity on that stuff. I mean, we use the infrastructure. Be happy to give back a little bit to promote it. So go ahead with your email address if you got it, or if you don't want to blurt it out over the air. Drake has my contact information too, and he can connect us up. Whatever works best for you.
No, I don't mind it going out over the air. In fact, I'll just give you my my cell phone number if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead, Adam.
Okay, area code 231-818-5078. Again, 231-818-5078. Then just shoot me a text or something so I got your info, and then I'll loop you in on projects and stuff.
It gets into this system. I don't know what other capabilities there are that we should be exploiting or looking at. I like some of the ability to do one-on-one communications with the digital stuff. But I don't know if there's other stuff that I don't know that we should be thinking about. So any suggestions you have there on what we ought to be doing with it might be pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you guys are getting into the DMR. DMR is great for simplex. When you're just going radio to radio, when you're using digital over analog, you actually get a little bit better range out of it. The fall off of digital is a lot further than it is on analog, and it's a smaller chunk of spectrum, so your power is more efficient, so you actually go further distance. So trying to do like DMR simplex will usually prove to be more capable than like analog simplex. And there's things like APRS where you can do peer-to-peer messaging and stuff like that. You can go through the digipeaters, and there's all sorts of stuff. I could spend probably 5 hours dumping a bunch of stuff on you.
Well, that sounds cool. Maybe I'll hit you up for a cup of coffee or a beer sometime and pick your brain on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll get you guys fully integrated into the chaos that we have here between the repeater sites and all the infrastructure, and we're always doing other stuff too. You know, we're doing like our next meeting, we're doing some training on 800 radios and stuff like that for when we're working with public safety, and there's just so many different facets that we as a group have our hands in. So we'll definitely get you guys with more than you can handle to do.
Willing to pitch in and learn in the process. So yeah, I'll shoot you a quick text here in a minute and give you my contact information and put me on your list, and I'll rally a couple other guys that have expressed interest in the same. So that'll be good.
Awesome. Sounds good. I'll look for your text, and then in the meantime, if you guys run into where you're programming DMR stuff or anything really, just shoot me a text if you got a question, and I'll 99% of the time I have the answer. If not, I'll get with Drake, and Drake has the answer. And between the two of us, we make two halves of a whole idiot, and we can come up with some great things.
All right, careful what you ask for. The floodgates might open up here. KF8 ENF, have a great afternoon, man. Thanks.
Oh, don't worry. Looking for it. I want some more guys that are big into this stuff like I am, so we can help this stuff grow. So bring it on. All right, we'll catch you later. Thanks for the time. It's good to hear from you. N8APX will be clear.
N8APX,
hey, Adam, how are you? Hey, Toby. I'm running out to the kitchen for something real quick. I'll be right back. Stand by one. N8APX.
N8APX.
KCAVSU, N8APX. What's going on, Toby?
Oh, not much. How about you? Did I hear you're taking firefighter classes?
Yes, sir. Going through firefighter 1 and 2 right now.
Well, good for you. Yeah. You guys so much snow up there that's still hanging on trees?
You know, it's been it'll snow like crazy, and then it'll warm up to 34, and it'll rain, and then it just keeps going back and forth. It doesn't know what it wants to do, but all the snow I do have is so wet and sloppy, I can't even go anywhere.
Exactly. We're still wet down here. I got snow on trees. There was 30 stuff running up down to 33. Yeah. Hey, I got a question. Have you heard anything from the Weather Service on Skywarn classes at all? They don't have it posted yet. I don't know if you've heard anything or not.
I am sure they've got them. I don't know why they're not posted yet. That's probably coming down the pike in the next few weeks. I know that they've got at least them in the works because my emergency manager in Emmett County gave us our date for the one at the college in Petoskey, and that is, looking at my calendar right now, I think that is March 23rd, if I'm correct. So I know they've at least got dates, but I guess I just haven't posted them to the website yet.
Okay, and I haven't looked. I'm just burning up the computer dummy me. Usually they have it out of the stuff too. Something on that, but it's just so busy with all the other stuff going on, you know. And the bridge is closed again unless they reopened it since this morning.
Yeah, as far as I know, the bridge is still closed. It's been open and closed so much over the last couple of days that I've gotten notification fatigue, if you will. But yeah, I think it's still currently closed. I'm looking at the weather office's page right now, and I don't see spotter training set schedule. Yep, nope, it's there. It's posted. Well, wait a minute. The calendar is, but there's nothing in it. So I guess they don't actually have anything in the calendar yet, but I'm sure that's coming down the pike here any day now.
Okay, yeah, I got to keep my eyes open too. I need to take the one. I haven't got the one in a few years. Just kind of standing still right now, getting ready to just wait to see what's going to happen. Yeah, this winter's been one of those brutal winters of, you know, 2 weeks in a row, almost every day being out snow blowing.
Yep, I just did it on Tuesday, and it was a sloppy mess trying to do it, and I'm trying to hold off until this is all done before I do it again, because I'm not looking forward to it. It's not easy snowblowing when it's this wet and nasty, so figure I'll wait until it stops. That way I know I get it all, but yeah, nothing else going on here besides the class stuff and just working away with the cold weather. I hope it breaks soon and we start seeing some warmth. I'm itching for spring.
Oh, I know, me too. I'm doing the neighbor's driveway and the dog path, the mailboxes. Oh, yeah, it's not hard. Okay, I'm gonna let you go and we'll catch you later. And it's APS, KCABSU, 73.
Sounds good, Toby. Good to hear from you. Have a great rest of your day. KCABSU, and at APX will be clear.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Echo, checking to see I'm coming into the repeater.
Zulu Tango Echo, you are 5x9, you're full quieting in the machine, and at APX. K8, Zulu Tango Echo from November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray. Did you copy that?
Yeah, copy that. Thank you for coming back to me. I'm just traveling through on my way to the UP, staying at the hotel. I just wanted to see if I can get into the repeater.
Okay. Which one are you on right now? We got a whole bunch of these that are linked up, so you'll probably have coverage up into the UP, too, if you're interested.
Yeah, I'm on the 146740 out of Sheboygan. I noticed the Petoskey one was linked, too.
Yeah, so we've got, I'm also on the Sheboygan 74 right now. The 74 is linked in to the 19 in Petoskey and the 11 in Mackinac City. And then I don't know where you're going in the UP. The 11 carries pretty far up, like towards Kinross and stuff like that. And then there's also one tied in Sault Ste. Marie. That's the 14543 in the Sioux.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'll log the 111 in. I'll save it on my memory. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, that's 14511 with a PL of 1035. So, yep, use it up and have a good time and safe travels. If you need any more information, we'll be around most of the day. We'll let you get back on the road. 73N8APX.
Kilo Echo 8. If I heard you correct, you're headed to the UP. I think the bridge is closed. If you're not aware of that, WN8Q.
Yeah, thanks, WN8U. We're staying here in the motel until Monday before we head across.
No worries. Have a great day, WN8Q.
Thanks, everyone, for coming back to me. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Echo 73.
WNAQ, N8APX.
APX, hello, Adam. WNAQ here. I'm on my handheld in the mobile, so not sure if I'm coming out very good or not.
No, you're sounding great. That's what I was curious of, is what you're on.
Just on my Emmy phone, I had to take the 2 meter out of the car temporarily and just grab my handheld. I heard you talking and just great to talk to you. So sounds like you're doing great with the Fire Academy. Over.
Yeah, it's kicking my butt, but we're getting through it slowly but surely. We're already at the halfway point. It's amazing how fast time goes when you're having fun, as they say. Well, I missed it the last meeting. It sounded like you were out of town, so I figured I'd come back to you. And I could tell you were on digital, but I couldn't tell which one, and it sounded fantastic. So just wanted to check.
Super, yeah. I'm, of course, using the Petoskey repeater, but I'm 15 miles away, and my handheld in the car is with this. Does really great. It's just such a great tower there on Crossroad. But anyway, well, I'm sure you'll do well. Yeah, you're not only a hard worker, but you're super intelligent, too. So we're lucky to have you on the fire service. So great to talk to you, Adam. Thanks for coming back. NXD, or rather, NX APX from WN8Q.
Well, thanks, Larry. I appreciate that. Safe travels. I don't know what it's like over there, but I'm sure it's like it is here, and it's sloppy. So have a good rest of your day, and we'll catch you further on down the page. WNAQ, N8APX.
K8BIS Mobile.
Hey, PMH Mobile.
Okay, do I ask monitoring?
Headache DMH.
What's happening? In 8APX.
Oh, just watching the dogs.
Washing the dogs?
What? Watching. W-A-T-C-H.
Hey, man, words are hard.
Right. I don't know what's going on. Whenever you key up, it, like, has a crap ton of packet loss, and it drops, and it comes back up again, and I can hear you fine. So I don't know what's going on there.
Is it because I'm on the 7-4? You want me to try the 1-9?
I don't know. Well, hold on. Let me pull up the... Pull up the old one here. It'll look. That's not the right one. That one is. I guess I'll see if you're dropping out.
All right. Well, hopefully I'm not. If I am, I can switch.
It's 9 p.m. It looks like it's going. It didn't do it that much that time. It did it, like, right at the beginning, and then it never did it again.
Maybe it was just being grouchy. I don't know. I can try a different machine. The 1-1 or the 1-9. The world's my oyster now.
All right. Well, it's good now. It didn't do it bad all that time, so. Maybe it's my hot spot.
Ooh, maybe, because that was a little bit packet lossy coming from you. Not enough where I missed any words, but there were some hiccups there.
I don't know. I'm on my battery-operated one, and the access point is in the same room as I am. So, I don't know.
It's a mystery.
Did you get the ASP going on there, or is it still giving you grief?
No, I won't do it at all. As soon as I put on ASP, it just goes silent. You can tell there's a carrier. It will give that, like, high-pitched whine that a Yaesu speaker gives, but there's no actual audio.
I got a small screwdriver, I'd say, up in the top, and... you can flip the module around and see if that fixes it, although I don't think it goes in any other way. Maybe just reseat the module. It's the tiny little board that's held in with two screws.
I don't think I'm going to mess with it tonight. It's sitting on my bench anyway, so there's nothing I'm receiving that needs it tomorrow during the day. When I have steadier hands and more ambient lighting, maybe I'll tackle it.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I gave you the mounting bracket for that, right, too?
Yeah, I firm. Yeah, that's slick. You just push a button and it pops right out. That is probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, and the cool thing is the thread on the back of the radio is a standard Motorola 1032. I think it's either 1032 or 1024. I think it's 1032. You can literally use one of those little screw doohickeys from a Motorola speaker that screws into the bracket, and it just goes straight into that because it's the same 1032 thread, and you can mount it to pretty much anything if it's got a single hole in it. I made a bracket for it out of an old RAM mount, and I just got a piece of metal, drilled a couple holes in it, and made a converter adapter because the RAM mount was 1/4-20. I just put a nut on that and tightened it right down, and then just it moved it up about maybe about an inch or two, drilled a hole in that there, and mounted the control head right to that.
Yeah, I was wondering about how I would get creative with that. Then again, I may just leave it dash mount style. I kind of like having the body speaker going at the same time, because I set that for a low frequency and the faceplate speaker for a high frequency, and it just works perfect.
I will say that the audio on analog out of that radio is phenomenal. I actually used a Motorola speaker and set the low-pass filter to, like, I think it was either 700 hertz or 1,000 hertz. You can do that. I set it for that and then set it, the front speaker, to either flat or high-pass. I'm pretty sure I did flat. And it had nice low end and all the high end frequencies, super intelligible, and there was also a nice quite a bit of low end to back it up. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, it's got to be the best sounding on analog. I mean, that's not a $5,000 Motorola.
I don't know. I almost prefer it over my Motorola on analog. The sensitivity is really good too, especially when you turn on that preamp. Assuming you don't have any other background noise or low end or low line noise, it really helps out on UHF. Not a whole lot on VE, but a lot on UHF.
Yeah, I mean, so far I've been, couldn't be happier with it. Its repeater's great, sounds great, has good sensitivity, selectivity. Did get a couple of birdies in there, but nowhere near as bad as some of my other radios. So I'm digging it.
Yeah, don't forget it got the crossband repeater in it, too.
Okay, I was wondering, and I haven't gotten that far. Okay, that's good to know. I'm going to have to figure that out.
It's a three-button combination when you power the radio on. So what you really should do is choose the frequencies you want to crossband, and then power the radio off, press the combination to put it into crossband repeat mode, because you can't really change anything once it's in crossband repeat. It's locked. And then to get it out, you know, shut the radio off, press and turn it back on while doing that three-button combo. Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, I mean, so it's no different than the ICOM. Once it's in crossband repeat, you can't touch it. But that makes sense. And it APX.
I'm trying to find the combo. It's not really documented in the manual. Uh, nearby one.
I am standing by.
Okay, so it's the top left knob, or top right knob. You press the top right knob in. You press DX and hold power all at the same time.
Right on. I'll have to play around with that. I wonder if it's like the icon and it passes, what is it, discriminator audio, to where you can even cross-band digital modes. Obviously not DMR because it's TDMA, but I wonder if it's the same way.
It's not. Every AC radio I've had, it de-emphasizes the audio and then re-emphasizes it. Basically like a normal repeater would. So, yeah, you're not going to be able to do that.
Well, that's fine. Still being able to wander around the house with a handheld and get into stuff would be great, because, yeah, I gotta do something about the 7-4. I just went to town real quick and back and just put the FT5D with me, and it's terrible. Like, that would be a prime candidate for putting one, like, at the sheriff's department and simulcasting it. So it's 7-4 in town and 7-4 at the south end of the county.
When you drop kind of, well, it's really much of a drop down. I guess it drops a little bit. I guess there is that hill south of town there. That's not really helping. But, I mean, especially when you're on along 23, it gets pretty rough. But when you're directly east, west, and south of it, it does pretty good. And it still does pretty good transit-wise, but receive-wise, it's awful. I guess if we can't have somebody climb it, we can put it back to the way it was. We had it on that was slightly lower than the other ones. I think it was that 4-bay that was on the north side.
Well, you know, even when it was in its prime, it still didn't cover downtown worth a darn.
Oh, well, then we got to get a couple RTCMs.
Yep. So let me know what I got to come up with for that. See if maybe the club wants to go in on it or not. If not, I'll figure it out. But put it up in the sheriff's department or something. There's already those VHFs there. I'm sure they'll take it and just simulcast it and be done with it. That'll cover downtown better than anything will.
We can do the voter without. I think we can do the voter without the GPS. But to do the simulcast, we gotta have the GPS module for both ends. Which I don't know how much the GPS costs, but I know the RTCMs are like $250-$300 range.
Yeah, we'd have to do a simulcast on it. The voter, the receive in town is terrible. Just now I was driving around town and I had to hold the radio up and almost out the window to get it even to break the squelch.
Okay. I will, by tomorrow, I'll do a little bit of research into getting some pricing on that. I know it's not going to be cheap.
Yep. I wouldn't figure as such when you start talking simulcast.
Yeah, we'll have to basically build a whole full repeater at the sheriff's department with the modem and everything. Or router, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, what, we just put it on a 2,000 or a 3,000?
We would have to convert them both to 2,000s. 3,000s do not do simulcast. And we'd also have to set up net clocks at both sites for a 10 megahertz reference.
Okay, so that's becoming less and less likely. I don't think I can occupy that much room at the sheriff's department. I mean, 2 or 3 U is probably going to be the max.
Okay. Yeah, so what you're looking at is we'll just have to do a voter. And then hopefully once that antenna's repaired. Because that antenna was always damaged when we used it. It was always bent and half of the RF was going to the sky.
Yeah. Well, just got to make sure we retain the site. And I don't know who we're going to have go up there. I know Cameron's willing, but I don't know. To the tip, 499 feet, makes me nervous.
Yeah, that's up there. I don't even think I went halfway up Krause. I mean, I was willing to go further, but there was no reason for me to. But that was up there. I think I was just under, I think Cam and I were both just under halfway, and I think I was 80 feet below him.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes me nervous. It's at the end of the day, if somebody were to fall, is it really worth it?
And that's why you don't free climb.
Right. Well, we're going to have to visit that in the spring. That's going to be all hands on deck if we do that.
You're going to need everybody up there. And we're going to need a gin pole for that, too. All we would really need is a new phasing harness to go between the two, 4 bays, and 1 complete new 4-bay to put on the top, which is what we would need the gin pole for because it's above the tower.
Yep. And then we're going to have to figure out how we're going to pay for all that.
Well, if you pay people with beer, usually somebody may or may not show up.
Yeah, but I mean getting new antennas and the phasing harness and the whole 9 yards.
That's a good point. I imagine that one's also probably a ham split, too. A DB224. It's probably 2 D224Es. Or something of that variant. In that frequency range. Because all I've got access to are the DB224As. Which are the commercial ones that are cut for, or not cut, but they're made for 150 through 150 up to 160 area-ish.
And 8 APX. Yeah, I think we've got 3 or 4 of those sitting in Chuck's garage still. They're the DB224As. They're the commercial split. But I think somebody figured out that if you like add a bolt to the top and bottom or something. It electrically lengthens them to tune down to that frequency. I don't know. I don't know if I want to mess with that and have that be 500 foot on a tower, though.
So I did that for mine. That's how mine is. But it's really only good if you're using it as a transmit antenna. It kind of creates noise when you start to use it in a duplex application. So I would say if we were to do that, we would use two of them, one that's not modified and one that is. The modified one would be the transmitter. The non-modified one would be for the receive. And we would just stack them. But then we would need yet another piece of feed line. And that adds cost, too.
Yeah, I think we stick with one feed line and duplexer on that. We'll just have to end up buying the proper split antenna.
Or we do this, take the broken portion of the antenna off, get rid of the phasing harness, and put the floor bay at the top and move all the elements to be omni instead of in one direction. Or we can keep it omni and point it to the east. I mean, cardioid, the pattern that it's in right now, but it's facing west. It'd make more sense to face it east.
Yeah, I mean, we got some options. Probably should start with, probably March, first couple weeks of April. Try and get in there, and number one, put an analyzer on it and see how bad it is as it sits, because it's obviously not that bad, because I think it would be putting that repeater into alarm, wouldn't it? That and send the drone back up there again and get a better eye on it and see what's actually broke.
Yeah, and replace the Pi that's on the 675 because it's no longer on the network and nobody can control it.
Is it still connected, though? I keyed that up earlier and it was there.
No, it's a Pi 3A and we connected it over Wi-Fi and now it just refuses to reconnect over Wi-Fi. So I have another Pi 3B, so I'll just swap it and put the SD card in it, and then we just plug an Ethernet cable in there. Speaking of which, is there still a network switch in there? I forget.
I don't think so, and I think that's the problem. I think that's why we put it on Wi-Fi, is because we're doing everything off of the router, and we were out of ports.
Okay. I've got a Cisco switch I can put in there. I think it's even PoE, but we don't really need the PoE portion of it, but it's there. I can probably get a hold of some other stuff, too.
Yeah, either that or I've got a little 5-port switch here. I mean, it's just 10-100, but you don't need nothing more than that.
We don't really have any server-ish type infrastructure there. It's all just voice over IP, so yeah, 10-100 would be fine. Did we plan on putting any cameras in there?
I don't know. Haven't gotten that far, just because we never know if that tower is going away. I did get Mark to at least give me the approval to request ownership for zero fees, so we got to sort that out.
We, you better get started on that. I still have the old DVR from that site. It's I think I still have it. I don't know. There was a whole bunch of stuff that I sent to recycling. So, when I get a minute, I'll go through and see if I still have it. If I do, they're not fantastic, but there's...
Stand by one. I'll be right back. Any checks.
Hey, D-Wings.
Laptop battery. They're huge.
Yeah. That sounds neat. Definitely be. Yeah, I mean, you can't pass that up for $10.
That's exactly why I bought it. It's like, $10. I don't care how much it sucks. That's cool. And, it's basically a UV5RM in this big case, really big speaker, real big buttons. I mean, the whole thing's still made out of plastic. The only thing that's metal on this radio is the volume knob, ironically.
Have you seen them bell things coming out that look like apexes?
Yeah, Jeff has one. And, it's kind of hilarious.
Go. I seen one the other day that's now a LTE network radio that looks exactly like an apex.
Hey guys, look, they get an apex.
Bro, you can hot swap the speaker grill with an actual Apex one, so your network radio will say, like, Apex 6000 on it.
That's funny. Oh. Screw that. I'll put an Apex 8000 one on mine.
I'm pretty sure that, like, Motorola's patent must have ran out on that, and the manufacturer of those plastic components was like, cool, we can sell to the Chinese now. Here we go.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. I know the 6000 and 8000 are not long for this world anymore with the N series. Although... I don't know how I feel about the N70s and the next being in the public service world or public safety world. But yeah, I'm just going to say glass on a radio that's going to get beaten to snot doesn't sound like a very good idea.
No, I'd be willing to bet once the 6 and 8,000s go end of life, most people will switch over to Kenwoods.
Yeah, that's kind of sad because they're cool-looking radios. I like the way the 70 looks. It's cool. It's like a baby Next. Runs Android. Takes forever to boot up, but... That's the thing, is when you turn the radio off, it fully shuts Android all the way down. So when you power the radio back on, it takes like a minute and a half to fully boot up. I mean, the radio, the RF portion, comes live, that top screen's on, you know, so you can use the radio, but the big screen, yeah, you gotta wait.
I'm used to that. I made some kind of configuration change in my 7000, and it doesn't like it on boot, so it throws an error for, like, the first minute. When you boot it right off the bat, the top portion will come on, and then about 40 seconds later, the screen will actually come alive, and I don't even remember what setting I changed. I just live with it now.
Oh, okay. Oh man, I don't think I've seen an Apex 7000 in a while. Most of the time, we see older 6000s and 8000s sometimes. That's about it, really. I know. Ottawa County has a whole bunch of 8000s because they, you'll like the way they do paging, actually. So they do, all their comms are 800,
but all of their paging is VHF simulcast with two-tone. So they kept their old simulcast infrastructure back when they were still VHF Foley, but they just use it for paging. So you still walk around with minute or five, six, or sevens. And that's how you get your pages. But all the other communications is on 800.
I mean, that's the way it should be. I'm trying to do paging over 800, just isn't there yet. Still got a long ways to go.
It's just a mess, man. Like, there's a reason why Motorola doesn't make an 800 pager yet. Because if 800 paging was the thing, they'd likely be making a pager for it. But they don't.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say next. The fact that Motorola does not have the market cornered on an 800 P25 pager should tell you everything you need to know about P25 paging.
Yeah. I mean, if you have simulcast site, it's fine. And I'm quite honestly, Ottawa County is simulcast. I'm kind of surprised they didn't do 800 paging, because, you know, the whole county is just one site, so you just have that paging group go for that one site. Or you have it go for the surrounding simulcast systems, because, I mean, I think Allegan County is simulcast. I know Kent County is 100% simulcast. Muskegon is also simulcast. So you only have to put four sites in there, but on the other hand, that's a lot of coverage area.
Well, that's the thing. The more you do with that stuff, the more you grow to like simulcast. Everyone in Scannerland hates it because it's so hard to receive on it, but man, when you're dealing with the actual radios in the public service area, simulcast is the cat's meow.
Oh, I know. Whenever I go down to Holland, I look at my portable, and no matter where I am in that county, I have at least RSSI of 90. It's awesome.
Yep. You're not getting bonks. You're not having things go out of range. It just works. Everywhere you go, you've got perfect coverage. I like simulcast so much better.
But the infrastructure behind it, yeah, not as fun, but it is convenient. So, because like you can totally just make a site access profile for that county, like just have all the talkers for that county just live on that simulcast system. Just one site. So incredibly simple to configure in PM. It's just, boom. One site, not a problem. Well, although I imagine they probably have it go out of county at least, so. Anyway. All right, man, I'm going to let you go. I'm tired, and I got to go let the dogs out, so. Catch you later. And 8 viewing.
Alright, sounds good. Talk at you soon. NADPX.